Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. My biggest fear. What am I afraid of the most?
Birds.
Yes, thank you. Yep. I think it stems because I got swooped like 4 times in a row. Like it just kept, the bird
coming
kept
at
coming at me.
Yep.
And since then, I am so afraid of birds.
At what age were you when you got swooped 4 times?
Well, this is the thing. I was like 18.
Okay.
So I was not afraid of birds until I was about 18.
For 18 years, you were living this free life.
No, I was just wary. I was wary of magpies because I'd heard the stories.
Yeah.
It had just never happened to me. And this one particular weekend, I got swooped like a whole bunch of times. Since then, the sound of the...
4 times?
No, more times over the weekend. It was 4 times at once and then for the rest of the weekend. Because magpies can remember you.
Yeah, they got a great
They're really smart.
Mm-hmm.
So then they kept swooping me for the because I was staying... like at this place for a wedding.
Yeah.
And then they just
there she is, go.
Yes. So every time I hear
stresses you out.
Doesn't matter what kind of bird it is now. Stressed out. So this story is like my worst nightmare.
Because
a couple returned home to find hundreds of birds had taken over their house.
What kind of birds?
What did it say? I think they were like swallows or something like that. But they returned home from a trip and, oh yeah, hundreds of swallows had flown in their house through the chimney.
Oh, no.
So they were told their neighbour had stopped by to like feed their cat, probably about 14 hours, I said before, and said, oh, there's about 20 birds in your house. So they were like,
what?
Like, they were expecting, like, a few birds. But 20, it could be worse, you know. But they opened the door and they were like, it was like Alfred Hitchcock's movie. And the birds were flying everywhere. It was crazy. They had to duck and, like, dodge all these birds.
Oh, no, that is terrifying.
Yeah.
Could you imagine calling the insurance company? Oh, we need a new TV. We need new everything.
What's
funny? Bird poo on everything.
It's funny you say that. Because I was thinking, I wonder if insurance covers it, because they had to get rid of everything. Like, they couldn't get, like, the bird, the feathers,
even
the
poo, smell.
The smell, they couldn't get it out. So they got rid of, like, their couches, they just got rid of all
the
their furniture.
Carpet even, rip everything up, painting.
Yep.
Oh, that is...
Would insurance cover that?
If you work for an insurance company, give us a buzz, 9313-0985. You would have to. Wouldn't that be under like some natural...
like infestation?
Yeah, I guess.
So, yeah, so at the moment, they're staying with their daughter while they're trying to figure out. Never had an issue with birds the 30 years they were living in the house.
It just randomly... wow.
Randomly
so they obviously
in.
Have an open fireplace.
Yeah, they must do.
To come down and in and then start
so they come through my chimney,
nests.
They're going to hit...
The glass.
The glass of the heater.
They ain't going nowhere.
No. So I'll keep my... We're taking our fireplace out, actually. So thank goodness no birds getting in my house.
Worst nightmare.
I do want to know, what has invaded your house?
Oh, yeah. Are we taking like termites?
Yeah, that's invaded anything. Anything's infested or invaded your house.
All right.
Tom gave us a call. What invaded your house, Tom?
Good afternoon, guys. It's actually not my house. It was one of my customers. I used to have a pest control company.
All right.
So I got a call, and apparently one of the trees was dying. So we checked, and yes, the newspapers, they had termites. So I offered to do inspection on the house. It's a brand new house. They just moved in, they finished building. I'm checking downstairs, beautiful, first floor, no problem, going in the attic, in the roof, and there's nothing left. It's just holding by mud.
No.
It's completely devoured. And I'm not kidding. It was so unsafe that I actually had to beg them to get out of the house because on average you got about 4.5 ton of tiles sitting above your head. And once that mud dries up, this whole thing goes down. So the story, what happened is they built a gazebo next to the house with treated copper logs. But when they cut them to size, the termite shot right to the center, go up to the middle, which wasn't penetrated, treated, go right to the roof and start eating the house before the house was even finished building.
Oh, man.
So what happens? Do you know whether the insurance company pays out on that?
Everybody was blaming each other whose fault it was, and unfortunately that was beyond what I could do. I couldn't even treat the house. It was ready for demolition.
Oh, man.
Personal question. How often should we check our houses? Just if Just, I'm a bit worried about mine.
To be perfectly honest, you should do at least once a year for the termites, because they do fly, the swarm, in spring, and they can fly and start eating you from the top down.
Oh,
so
no.
it is quite good to check the house. Make sure you don't have any loose timbers sitting on the ground. If you need to put them on the ground, put a bit of metal sheathing or something like that, so they're not directly on the ground.
Oh, thank you, Tom. We had a swarm of termites.
In your house?
Out the back. We're like, what is this?
No.
And I Googled it.
Yeah.
And I found out it was termites. So straight away, we called, like, the termite guys, come over.
Out.
Yeah, well, we had pallets. We'd bury pallets in the backyard to do, like, a veggie patch.
Oh, yes. Oh,
then,
no. So
yep,
they're getting moist.
Yep. So they got into that, thankfully. Killed them all before they got into, like, our wood deck and stuff like that.
But, I'm terrified because I've got wood everywhere at my house.
Yeah.
I'm a builder. I'm a carpenter. That's what I do.
But you'll know. You've seen them flying around everywhere, just like Tom said.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
okay.
They were everywhere.
I'll leave it another 2 years before I get checked in.
No, go get it checked. Anyway, let us know what invaded your house. You can give us a call, 93130985.
Just quickly, I did spot something online. This literally happened last week. There's a house in Montana, brand new built. Okay, they were about to move in, and then they couldn't for whatever reason. While they were figuring out how to move in, there was a month where they weren't allowed in the house. Cows moved in.
No.
Okay? Yep. There was a herd of cows. They all got in, somehow locked themselves in the house.
Oh, no.
And they lived there for a month. Now, I looked at the photos. It's disgusting.
Did they poo everywhere?
Everywhere.
Oh,
like, there
no.
is a layer. I don't know if you've ever been and seen, like, a cow shed and
no.
a layer of poo.
Oh.
You need gumboots. It's high, okay? And they splash. So the photo,
I don't need that visual.
The photos that they show, it's like a meter up the wall.
No.
Just splash marks everywhere. And above that, looks like a brand new home.
Oh.
It just looks amazing.
They would have been devastated. They would have had to, like, rip up all the carpet.
At what point do you just throw some seeds down and go, it's a garden?
It's
just done.
David's giving us a call. What invaded your house, David?
Yeah, I was living in San Remo in Mandurah at the time, and they were just building a new suburb across the highway, and there's all a lot of earthworks going on there. Anyway, the house was on a hill, so it's two-story, but it's sort of built into the hill. Anyway, we're in the lounge room, and up come the stairs is a great big long dugong. My mother's screaming and said, get up on the table. And
yeah.
And I sort of directed it behind the stereo, and it sort of scurried along the wall. So then I opened the glass sliding door, and just made taps in the direction to get it to go further. And then it just sort of slid out the glass door just like I planned. So, it could have gone wrong, but it seemed to work, and so
you're a snake whisperer.
That's terrifying.
Was it more than one, or just one big one?
Oh, it was one very long one, probably about over 2 meters.
Oh,
about 2 meters or so.
Ew! What were your first thoughts when you saw it, David?
Run.
I just sort of stepped back, and but I guess. You know, I've had a lot of experience with animals when I was younger, and they smell fear. So that's the worst thing you can do is seize up with fear, but just step back and allow it to do its thing and then try and help it through. And, that's what I did.
Oh, David, you're a champion.
I hope that never happens to
me. Yeah, I'm going
to
try my best to remain calm if I see a 2-meter-long snake in my house.
Can't
promise I will.
Not a chance. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.